Okay, so let's learn a little bit. So, okay, so the Shaila is what to do with this Mishnah. That's the Shaila. Should we not skip it? Do we go past it? Do we go into it a little bit more? If you go into, we're up to Mishnah Yubeis. Yeah, we're up to Mishnah Yubeis. So, okay, let's see what we can do. So Mishnah Yubeis is like this. We started this accidentally once a little bit ago. Hil v'shame kiblu mehem. Hil and Shame were makabel from Shmai and Avtalian. So Hil Oimer. So Hil says, Havim et Tamid of Shal Aaron, famous statement. Havim et Tamid of Shal Aaron, that a person should always be of the students of Aaron HaKoyin. Oyev Shalom, V'roidev Shalom, Oyev Esabrias, and Makarvon Latar. Right? So that's the famous statement of Hil. So let's see what the Kamarna says. So the Kamarna references, we spoke about this once before, a little bit earlier, that In the Kisraris, there's a sefer that we have called Sharuch HaKadosh. Sharuch HaKadosh, oh, there's a lot of people. Okay, Sharuch HaKadosh, maybe we'll talk about it, I'm not sure. Sharuch HaKadosh is a sefer of Yehudim. Yehudim, it's complicated to explain exactly the difference, but there's two systems of like Kabbalistic meditations. It's Kavanis and Yehudim. On a very simple level, Kavanis are meditations and Shemus HaKadoshim that are associated with either a text like davening, mitzvahs that you're doing. So it's like things that you're mechuyev to do anyway because of 613. So it adds a depth to it, kavanas. Yichudim is sort of just floating on its own. You know what I mean? You're walking through the street, you have yichudim. It's a different type of avoid. It's not connected to a nusach of davening. It's not like, you know, when you're washing negavas. It's a yichudim on your own. And over there in Sharuch HaKadosh, there's Yichudim for all different things. Many things for like, you know, in order to have Hasagas, in order to be Miskasher to different Neshamas, to be Misaking certain Inyanim, different things. So one of the things over there, there's a whole section of Yichudim that are involved with to be Makar V'chaykim. To have a certain Yichudim that a person can have in mind in order to help to be Makar V'chaykim, other Yidden, closer to Yiddishkeit. So, not always, but very often these kavanas are connected to particular psukim. So there's a pasuk, that's what he's referring to. So but as we're going to see in a second, there's a pasuk in Shir Shirim that in Sharuch HaKadosh it says a certain yichud connected to gematrias and zachin, Rosh HaTevis, you know, with this pasuk, and it's a yichud v'negeya to be makarv yidden. So that's what he's and so the Kamarna is going to explain that yichud that's in Sharuch HaKadosh. That's connected to this particular pasuk in Shir Shirim is being hinted to in our Mishnah. Okay, this is something I'm not sure we'll see how much to go into it, but he says like this: Oyev Shalom, Oyev Esabrias, Shame Oyev. The word Oyev in the Mishnah, you know, be Tamid Shalar and Oyev Shalom, Veroyev Shalom, Oyev Esabrias, and Makar Lantra. The word Oyev over here is itself a part of the Yichud in Sharuch HaKadosh. Yoytzimi pasuk. The word Oyev comes from the pasuk Oichaza B'Sansinov. Right, it's a pasuk in Shir Shir. Is there a chumash? So I think the pasuk. You got one. So it's in. Where's the Perek Zion?
Perek Zion pasuk
Tes. Yeah, so it's a. The pasuk says like this: Amarti Ella B'Samar. So it's a beautiful pasuk. I think Rashi, how's Rashi Taish? So you don't have it in front of you, but Rashi Taish is a pasuk in Shir Shirim. It's Hashem. Hashem is talking, and Hashem is talking like pridefully about Klal Yisrael, and he's saying like this: Amarti, I said, Hashem is talking. I said amongst my malachim, you know, in my by my chevr up there, Ella b'samar, that I'm gonna have such nachas from the date tree, you know, from the Jewish people. I'm gonna have so much nachas, and the malachim are like, okay, you know, wishful thinking. Who knows if it's gonna? So Hashem says, Amarti Ella b'samar. I said, Ella, I'm gonna be exalted, right? I'll have a nachas b'samar because of Klal Yisrael, and I was waiting to see, like, you know, and the malachim were doubting it, whether it's gonna happen. But it happened. What happened? Oichaz of Sansinov, and Hashem said, "I'm holding on to my branches. Like, you know, even though years passed by, and maybe I didn't have so much nachas, like, I'm confident it's going to work out." And what was the, and how did it work out? That the Jewish people are compared to the Kala, Shadayich, your places where a woman gives nurses from. So you know Shadayich, that your Shadayim, Kashkailas, were like clusters of grapes. What is that talking about? So Rashi says, again, you don't have this, but Rashi says, Va'ata, now, Hamanti Estivari. Now what I said to the Malachim years ago, Itaka came to fruition. Why? And now it becomes clear that I made the right decision to go with Klal Yisrael and not with the other nations. How so? Because because what happened was the story of Hanan Mishal Vazaria. What's Hanan Mishal Vazaria, right? So basically, it was destroyed. Nebuchadnezzar, all Klal Yisrael was in Galus, right? By Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar makes a statue. It makes everyone bow down to the statue. All the nations of the world, representatives of all the nations, have to bow down to the statue. And every nation does. Comes Hanan Mishal Vazaria to represent Klal Yisrael, and they refuse to bow down, and they're Maisa Nefesh, they get thrown into the fiery furnace, they're saved. That's the Maisa of Hanan Mishal Vazaria. So Hashem says, this is my moment of Nachas. What I've been talking about to the Malachim and saying, no, the Klal Yisrael are really amazing. What I've been saying all these years, now it's clear. Because Hatoivim v'Chachamim Shabbacha, that your tzaddikim amongst you, that's Shadayich, the places in which a woman nurses, like that's a reference to the tzaddikim. So Oim Dememunasam, they're able to hold on to their emuna, Lahashu Dvar Nulafatim Leischa, to respond to those people that are trying to convince them to go, in this case, bow down to the statue, but Stam to go away from Hashem. They respond with strength and they stand up to the Nisayim. And the tzaddikim are, from there, every yid is able to learn, and every yid is like the tzaddikim prove what's behind the scenes of every yid. So that's the pasuk. So it's an interesting zach. So over here, so the Arizal he's referencing in Shaar Ruach HaKadosh. In Shaar Ruach HaKadosh, so the Arizal has a whole yichud about the makar of yidin connected with this pasuk of. But specifically these words of Oichza B'Sansinov. Oichza how does it go? Oichza B'Sansinov, Viuna, Shadayach Kashkos, Agafen, and so on. So, this I'm not sure how much Pratim to go into. So there's a number of aspects to this. First of all, Oichza, let's see if I can remember it. Maybe someone get a Shaar Ruach HaKadosh just to make sure. Oichza is Begmatria 27. How does it go? No. One second. How does it go? 21. We'll get the same. It's 21. No, but it's Malivav. Malivav. Zoichza, right? Okay. So that's 27. 27 are the letters of the Aleph Beis. So, okay. So right, because there's 22 letters with the Natsvach, yeah. How's it go? What time is it? Now So he says like this. Again, you don't have this in front of you. Okay, so he says, it's in Sharuch Yichud Yud Aleph and Sharuch HaKadosh. Okay, so maybe we'll do it like this. Maybe today, I'll just share with you outside a little bit of like the technical Kavana, and then tomorrow, we'll see the Derech Avoid, how the Kamarna brings the Derech Avoid. Okay, so fine. Okay, so it's Yichud Yud Aleph and Sharuch HaKadosh. So he says like this. Again, you don't have this. Just listen. This is something good to do whenever you want. This yichud. Specific time to do it. Maybe that's best is before you go to sleep. Or maybe right when you wake up in the morning after chatzais to do tikkun chatzais, like around going to bed, waking up. That's a good time to do it. Okay. So and he says if you do it then say Kriya Shema Amrita first and do this at the end. Okay. So what's the thing? So Tamer Pasuk Zayi, say this Pasuk, Oichza B'Sansinov, Viyuna Shadayich. That's the Pasuk over here. So he says like this, V'takavein v'omrucha Oichza. When you say the word Oichza, that Hashem says, I was holding on to the branches, and as I'm holding on to Klal Yisrael. So Eichaza, who shame Echad Kadosh Moed. Eichaza is the shame of Hashem. How so? So he says you have to be mechavin to the word Eichaza with the nekudas of Eichaza. Okay, the tekavin, and have in mind when you imagine the word Shu Molevav Eichaza. It's a Molevav. V'ulegmashi Chavzayim, which equals 27. Kiminyan Chavzayin Oisei Shol Taira, which are the 27 letters of the alphabet, 22 letters plus the 5 and the letters, right? So that's Benatz, right? That's 27 letters of the Aleph plays, and it's also Yudke Vavke, which is 26, with the Kailo, okay? So that's number one. Again, the explanation, I guess, will be tomorrow, just the facts, okay? Oichza, so that's Kavana number one, 27 letters of the Aleph plays, Yudke Vavke with the Kailo. Achakach, that's Oichza. And then the next word is Besansinov, right? Besansinov, shame is also a name of Hashem. The word Besansinov is also Begematria Virav Kayach. Virav Kayach, which is Begematria 266. Reish Lamed Vav, 266. 266 is a very significant Gematria. We know that Yud Kev, first of all, Gematria Yi'or is 236. Reish Lamed Vav, 236. So it's Gematria Yi'or. It's also big Gematria that we've mentioned this many times. The name Yud Kev Vavke, you can spell out in full. And there's four basic ways how to spell it out in full. And when you do that, the four different Gematrias that Yud Kev Vavke could turn into is 72, 63, 45, and 52. Altogether is Reish Lamed Vav. Okay? So Eichaza is the 22 letters of the Aleph base plus Menatzbach, Yudke Vavke with the Koilel, Sansinov is Yudke Vavke, you know, broken up, spelled out in full altogether, Begmatria 236, also Begmatria Rav Koyach, okay? But the kavin leches bam. So the kavan is when you're saying the words oichaz of esansino. It's like you're being makashi yourself to these shemes haktoishim. The leinek lekalmem or gadol to receive a light from these shemes haktoishim. Okay. But the kavin. Now the kavan is ki dadim elu heim behechal lahava shel bria. This is what we spoke about at some other point that there's a. There's a madrega in the higher world that's called the chamber of Ahava, the chamber of Ahava, and so these shemes hakdoshim with this pasuk of oichaz v'sansinov that the person is connecting to, they should have in mind that, again, the next words are in the pasuk you what's it called Yuno Shadayach, right? So it's a place where a woman nurses, which are the dadim. That's another word. So you should have in mind to connect oneself to that place that's called Ahava in Shemayim, the chamber of Ahava, Hechal Ahava in Shemayim. And that's where these psukim are being activated, so to speak. V'lochin techavin achakach, and because these psukim are in that place that's called the chamber of Ahava, right? Because of that, the next thing to think about is the Rosh HaTevis and Sof Tevis of these words, Oichaz of Esansinov, which until now were names of Yudke Vavke, basically in different permutations. But if you take those same words, Oichaz of Esansinov, what's the first and last letters? So Oichazah is Aleph and a Hey, right? Besansinov, right, is Beis and Vav. That's the word Oihev, to love. So that's Oihev, right? So that's what you're drawing. You're drawing strength from these shemes hakdoshim. Where? What's the context? Like Yudke Vavke is the name of Hashem that can be a source of strength in any universe. Like, what universe am I in right now? The answer is I'm in the universe of Ahava. I'm in the universe of Ahava, and that's the word Oyhev over here. That's the Rosh HaTevis and Seif Tevis. Now, the Techavein, Ki Hu Shem Kaddish. And you should have in mind that this word Oyhev is not just a word in Hebrew, it's the name of Hashem. It's the name of Hashem. Every word in Hebrew is ultimately names of Hashem. So he says, V'techavi, you should have in mind, Shubimilui. You take the word Oyhev, which were the Rosh HaTevis of Oyhev of Sansinov, and now you spell the word Oyhev in full. So Aleph on the Pei, you spell it out in full. And now the gematria of this word Oyhev, which came from the Rosh HaTevis and Seif Tevis of Oyhev of Sansinov, and now you spelled it out in full, it equals the gematria 560. 560 is a significant gematria. It's a, first of all, it's a gematria of I think Havaya Elokim five times. I think it's also the gematria Yud Ke Vav Ke times 21, which is Eke and Havaya. It's also the gematria Menatzbach, the five end of letters, times two, times twice. These are all significant numbers in terms of being mamtik dinim, in terms of sweetening judgments. The name Elokim is always a number that's associated with Midas Hadin. The name Eke is also somewhat associated with Midas Hadin. Like when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and Moshe asked him what name is going to be used over here. So Hashem said, Eke Asher Eke. What does Rashi say? I'll be with you in this Golas, and I'll be with you in future Golas. So you see that even the redemption, when it's coming from the name Eke, means not 100%. So it's still Midas Hadin. So Elokim is Midas Hadin. Eke is Midas Hadin. Menatzbach, the end of letters, that's Midas Hadin. Times two is even more, like... But all of this, the name Oyhev, which is a Hava, and Chesed, coming from Oyhev Sansinov, which were all words associated with Yudke Vavkes, is now Begamachia Havaya Elokim times five, right? Five is also the, like the five end of letters. It's like Elokim times five is very short, but that's Havaya Elokim, right? So it's like in Yudke, in name Ek, which is 21, but now it's Yudke Vavke times 21. So it's like, it's being mamtik. It's softening these judgments. That's what the word Ayev is doing. And then he goes on to say like this. Acharkach. After you say, so you just said the pasuk, Oichza besansinov, view shadayich. That's what the view shadayich part, and your dad in the places of nursing. That's indicating like where we are, which is Ahava, which is love and like nursing and taking care of a baby and the motherly ahava and so on, which again is Rosh Tevis of Eichzav and Sansinov. So those psukim sort of give context over here. And now he explains Acharkach Emar Pasuk, after you say the Pasuk of Eichzav and Sansinov, Viyunoshadayich, then you should say the Pasuk Gadol Adeinenu V'Rav Koyach. It's a Pasuk in Dillon. Gadol Adeinenu, that Hashem is great, V'Rav Koyach. That's V'Rav Koyach was the same gematria as 236, which was Sansinov. So Virav Koyach. Again, Virav Koyach is Koyach is usually din, like Koyach. But in this context, again, after Oichzav Sansinov, Viyuno Shadayach, which was Kavanis about softening and sweetening judgments. So now Adraba, now the Koyach now, instead of it being negative, is Godel in Rav Koyach. It's a Gevaldige Zach. It's good. It's not a bad at all. And he goes on. Okay, fine. The Tekave. Now, another last piece of the puzzle. This is all, you know, tomorrow we'll explain. But the last piece of the puzzle over here, the Tekave, Gihu Said Hadadim, and this whole Kavan is revolving around the secret of nursing, right? Viyuno Shadayich. That's the context of the Pasuk. And that's what Rashi said, that the Tzadikim are compared to the place of nursing. So Techavin, you should have in mind Shehim Said Eldad Umedad. Right? In Parshas Paloischa, it says in Pasuk that Eldad Umedad Misnavim B'machna, right? These were two members of Klal Yisrael, and all of a sudden they started saying in Nevuah, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnes. They started saying in Nevuah that Moshe is going to pass away, and Yeshua Benun is going to take us into Eretz Yisrael. So in Parshas Paloischa, so Yeshua Benun hears this, and Yeshua Benun goes to Moshe Rabbeinu, Adoni Moshe. Klayim, put them in prison, stop them. It's a terrible thing to say such a thing. So what does Moshe respond? Moshe says, well, I'm a Kana Atali. You're already, I don't need, you know, like, slow down. Every it should be another. Like, I have no problem with what they're saying. If they're saying Nevuah, saying Nevuah, it's fine. No problem at all. So Eldad Umedad. Eldad Umedad, both of them have the word Dad in it, which means nursing. And Eldad and Medad are also the letters Elokim. Except for the hay. The hay is missing over there, but that's part of the Torah here explains what happened to the missing hay. But Eldad Umedad means, it's connected with this kavana of taking the Midas Hadin and being mamtikit with the inning of nursing, which is connected to this pasuk of Oichzav Sansinov, of Yuno Shadayich. That's Eldad Umedad. Hey Shnei Adadim Atzmam, Dad Yumin, and Dad Smol, that's Eldad Umedad. And that's the remez over here. He said, "Yeah, fine." He says, "V'techavein Okay, he goes on to explain. Fine, the missing hand in Abel Akim. That's not for now. How to come up with that one? So he says. He says that's the kavana. So by having this kavana, so it's ma'orer within the person Avas Yisrael, and it's more within the person the ability to makarv Yidin Lavinu Shemayim. So that's so tomorrow we'll see. But Derech Avayda, but that's what the command is talking about over here. That Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom, Oyev Esabris, makarv the Torah. Hill is being maramis to us that a way to be makarv Yidin is by being connected to this kavana, which has to do with the word Oyev, Oichzav Esansinov, and so on. The word ayev, and that's the kaich with which you're makarv another yid to the Torah and avodas Hashem. Okay, avodas Hashem. We'll get tomorrow. We'll see that avodah.